I met this guy a long, long time ago. I was at the YMCA playing ball. And I remember at the time, Robert Henderson was a pretty good ball player for Michigan. And I believe he played overseas a little bit. And he thought he was pretty good. And I happened to get on a team with Andre Rison and Steve Smith. And we ran the court at the downtown Y in Lansing for I don't know how long. And I was one of those garbage guys and got layups here, hustled and got some points. But Steve Smith destroyed Robert Henderson and just showed me that he could really play. And Steve Smith is on the other end of our line. Steve, how are you?
Tony, how you doing? You have a great memory, but I don't know if I can destroy Robert Henderson. I remember playing down at the Y, especially that day with Andre Rison and Robert Henderson. It was great times for us playing down at the Y.
Well, you're not a bragging kind of guy. I always thought Henderson could play, but you dunked on him. You rained threes. You were just playing your game, and I thought, oh, my goodness, this guy could play. Steve, if you don't recall, played in Detroit at Pershing High School, also was a Michigan State University great, played in the NBA, and now is an NBA TV analyst, is a Big Ten analyst, is an NCAA analyst. So even though you're not playing anymore, Steve, professionally, you're still in the game with all the TV and radio work you're doing.
You know what, Tony? Living a dream. The dream was to get a chance to play in the NBA, and I didn't think it could really get any better than that. After you retired, then I got a chance, the opportunity to basically, like what I call it, sit in my living room and talk basketball. That's pretty much what we get to do and get paid for it. So for me, it's just great to get a chance to be still close to the game because you have that itch. And even though you can't go out there and physically play anymore, you can get a chance to talk about it and have some fun on TV and watch these different players blossom at the college level, at the NBA level. And I still, support a lot of the high school players going around and watching them play.
Well, Steve, many folks know that you gave more than $2.5 million for MSU to construct the Clara Bell Center, which is a place where athletes at MSU can go and learn and get all the academic support that they need. Every time you drive past that, I know it's got to be an experience. What do you think about?
You know what I think about, everything my mom and obviously my family, my dad and my, intermediate family, my brother, what they've done for me. And then, you wrap all that up, what Michigan State gave me the opportunity. And then for me is, for me to look back and say, hey, this is a little bit where I could be a part of. For a lot of student-athletes who might not make it to that next level, there's a building, here's a place was conducive to you to get a degree, would get a chance for you to go out into society and still have a successful career. And so I look at it as, a place of opportunity, which I was passed along to myself.
It said in coaching you need to learn and grow, and it appears Michigan State basketball coach Tom Izzo has done that. He had some challenges with some players, and he kicked them off the team. He has re-energized his coaching staff with a new face in Coach Fife coming into the program. He's got a lot of freshmen coming in. It looks like Coach Izzo has upgraded the game.
Tom Izzo just gets it. Though he's just one of those coaches that's loved by everybody, works extremely hard. I had the pleasure of being his first recruit when he got a chance to recruit me at Michigan State University. We've stayed friends. He's one of those coaches that you just want to play for because he'll give you everything. Obviously he had some bump in the road last year, but I thought he handled them well. And when you look at it, a little bit off track, but right now Michigan State basketball is right on track again. Getting a chance to watch the players work hard again this summer. He's just a phenomenal coach. More than that, he's a phenomenal person. And when you put the two together, he'll always be successful in whatever he chooses to do.
What is more fun for you to cover, the NBA or college basketball?
You know what? They're both, because when people always ask me that, and I say they're so different, There's that NCAA tournament, which is none other than the excitement as far as one and done, whereas any team can win at any time, and obviously we've seen that with the VCUs and Butlers. You don't have to be a big name. You just have to have talent, great coaches, and support. And then on the NBA level, what makes this different, this is the top players in the entire world globally, have come together to get a chance to play. So I enjoy both of them just as much because it's basketball. I enjoy watching kids play at 9 years old because they're all different and unique. And if you can appreciate all of them for what they are, then you have true passion and you understand the game of basketball from every level.
The NBA draft is tomorrow night. It looks like Kalen Lucas and Darrell Summers will not get drafted. What's your take on that? And do they have the skill set to play in the NBA?
Well, you look at it, Tony, you know, obviously you always want to hear your name. But all the word I'm getting coming out of it, they've both been doing phenomenal in their workouts. You know, and I know the kids, as in Darrell and Kalen, you know, don't want to hear that they might not get drafted. But sometimes, you know, it's a blessing in disguise when you're not drafted. You get a chance with your agent to pick the best team that you have the best chance of making. We all know that they're talented enough. And we all know that they have a work ethic. I think for right now it is for them to keep their confidence. And, you know, you get lucky. You get on the team and you get a chance to show your talent. And you never know in this league. You take Shannon Brown, who people had thought 1 point wasn't going to make it in the NBA. Always worked hard from all his coaches. You get a chance to get traded to the Lakers. He has a ring. He's in a rotation right now and probably play 12 to 15 years in this league. So, you just got to keep working at it. You never know.
You know, what's interesting in the emails I receive from you, there's links to the business dealings that you have with DTNManagement.com, SidekickNation.com. It looks like it's fun for you to become involved in the business aspect beyond sports.
It is. And, you know, I have some great mentors. And obviously, all of my representatives that I work with individually, but you know, Magic Johnson has been my mentor for a while. You know, first of all, you know, loved him as a player. Probably one of the main reasons why I chose Michigan State, trying to follow his footsteps as a big point guard. But then you take whatever he's done as a former athlete in the business world, it's just been phenomenal. Trying to do the same thing. You know, it's just fun to get a chance to, you know, see your career, see yourself as a, you know, adult now blossoming into different things, just in basketball. So I'm loving the aspect of business. Really got my head into real estate around the Michigan area and the Michigan State campus area, and just loving doing little different projects like Sidekick Nation. You know, it's a miracle of that we get a chance to have some fun with it, that we circulate around. And you know, the one thing about it, I try to do is, no matter what I'm doing business, you always have to have the charity aspect of whatever you're doing, trying to give back.
Speaking of the charity aspect, the Steve Smith Charitable Fund obviously is involved with the Steve Smith Charity Golf Outing. There's an 8 a.m. registration, 9 a.m. shotgun for the June 28th Steve Smith Challenge Golf Outing. It's going to be at the Country Club of Lansing. I don't play golf, but I'm going to come out there and hang out. Steve, tell us a little bit about this and why you decided to become involved.
You know what, Tony? I don't play either. I play at it. But the one thing about it is you get a chance to Spartans get together. Not only that, you know, a third of the proceeds go to a local charity, a third of the proceeds go to, you know, the Mid-Michigan Club, and a third go to my scholarship fund. I think just bringing awareness to the different charities, having a good time to get a chance to, you know, play some golf. A lot of former players are going to be there. Charlie Bell is coming out. Andre Hudson, Dave Thomas, a lot of the former football players are coming out. So it's just a fun event to get a chance to. Sue Hansen, Bonnie Knutson does a good job of organizing everybody at the Mid-Michigan. So we're just coming out to have a good time. And like you said, just to get a chance to play some golf and raise a lot of awareness for different causes that we believe in.
Now, Steve, is there still room for folks to sign up?
I think it is. I think there's about three or four foursomes left, and then there's always room, you know, for the dinner afterwards where we get a chance to make fun of some of our games or show some videos and get a chance to talk about some of the needs around Michigan State and the charity, you know, charity aspects of Lansing in that area. So we definitely would love for everybody to come out for the dinner part.
And all they have to do is go to the MSU Alumni Club of Mid-Michigan. That phone number is 371-5361. It's 517-371-5361. And you can get more information for the Steve Smith Charity Golf Outing It's upcoming June 28th. Registration is time is 8 o'clock. Shotgun is 9 a.m. There's going to be a dinner. There'll be lots of fun. We're going to try and help you promote this. As a matter of fact, Steve, I'll shoot you an email, and let's get you back on the radio next week. Now, didn't you just have a golf outing in the Grand Rapids area?
That'll be Monday on the 27th, the day before the Lansing event on the 28th.
Okay.
I have another one July 18th in Kalamazoo.
All right. And what else is what's new in Steve Smith's life? We've talked about so much. What's upcoming?
You know, for me is, definitely, obviously, is the NBA summertime where we get a chance to look and see what happens as far as this collective bargaining. And then after that is, I'm coaching my kids Little League basketball. And then other than that, working on my golf game. But more importantly, just getting a chance to relax, enjoy, and it's all time for me to be with the family.
And finally, Stevie, you feel or does your do your children feel a little stress there when they ball it up? That dad played in the NBA with such a great players. Their pressure is. How do you handle that?
You know, first of all, I just always keep telling them, you have to be yourself. And I try to take as much possible pressure away because it's just about living up to their own expectations. If they have their own expectations, whatever it may be, and I think they should feel a little pressure as being Steve Smith, not the basketball player. And I think it's the same thing for their mom and the same thing for their grandparents and cousins. You should live up to those expectations, not Steve Smith, the NBA basketball player, but as far as the different people in your lives, I do tell them that's what you definitely have to live up to.
All right, Steve, I'll shoot you an email. We'll get you back on to help you promote the Lansing golf outing, the Steve Smith Charity Golf Challenge, which is coming up June 28th. There are still a few openings. You call 517-371-5361. Steve, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.